The International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. After all, successful people have plans. Napoleon Hill said, quote, education, knowledge, and influence are more powerful than any exchange of money, end quote. For more information about International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, internationalmasterminders.com, or once again, Facebook the group, International Mastermind Association.
And good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to another and Grow Rich Mastermind Blog Talk Show. My name is Ann McNeil, and I am the Master Builder, helping you to build stronger and better lives and businesses. And today we have another awesome guest and a great show for you. The subject of our program today is Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill's book, and the principle of auto-suggestion. And some of our books, this is also called Chapter 3. Auto-suggestion, it is said, is the medium for influencing the subconscious mind. This is the third step to riches.
But what is the third step to riches without the first two?
And the part of your shares with us desire. And for many of us that have been in the book for a very long time, we are still working on the desire, and it grows as we grow. So when you think about your desire, always keep in mind that it is something that will grow. The second step to riches, Napoleon Hill shares with us, is faith. And faith, as we know, is something that we often say we look and we think and we walk by faith but not by sight. It is oftentimes something that is not seen, but you know it's there. When we come to the chapter on auto-suggestion, we have with us something that is termed self-administered or self-suggestion. The book says that no thought, whether it be negative or positive, can enter the subconscious mind without the aid of the principle of auto-suggestion. So now, when you think about your auto-suggestion, you think about what have you been thinking about with your constant thought, if you will, right? Now, we have on the show with us today our awesome co-host, in the form of Ms. Ursula Odom and Ms. Sharon, the Coach Parker. Ursula, at this time, is going to share with us her aha moment from the reading, and then Sharon will share, and we will go to a commercial break. And after the commercial break, we're going to hear from our awesome guest, none other than Dr. David Banks. Ursula?
Good morning. It is a pleasure to be here this morning and to share my thoughts, because quite in fact, it was a profound moment this week for me that led to my aha moment. But before I do, I'm going to read from the book on page 73. It talks about skepticism. Skepticism, in connection with all new ideas, is characteristic of all human beings. But if you follow the instructions outlined, your skepticism will soon be replaced by belief, and this in turn will soon become crystallized into absolute faith. then you will have arrived at the point where you may truly say, I am the master of my fate, and I am the captain of my soul. This week, I had an opportunity to have one of my creations, which is a legacy wall, and that's something that is like bigger than life. I think this one is like 12 or 13 feet by 20 some feet, go in a permanent location in a building. And we were watching it go up and noticed that there was a problem. And the printer had miscalculated or miscalibrated somehow. And that wall couldn't go up that night. The next day is when we had a program plan with dignitaries and all of those people coming to see what we were putting in place. So a couple of things happened. We panicked like crazy, got angry, frustrated, and was skeptical as to whether or not this was going to really work. Even though it wasn't the first one, it just happened to be the first one that didn't quite go as planned. And so put my thinking cap on. I said, okay, if people are going to arrive tomorrow morning, we have to give them something. So I decided that I was going to print out a souvenir copy of the legacy wall that everybody that came could take with them. So I printed it out in color, had a thank you note at the top of it. But as I was going to get this printed, it was still dark, and I turned out onto the street, and there was someone laying in the middle of the road with a car light shining on them for light because it was dark, and the person wasn't moving, and someone had her head in their hands. And at that moment, I had to put everything in perspective. I said, wait a minute. Calm yourself down, because life could be worse at this moment. And I found myself riding down the road praying for somebody I did not know, because all of a sudden her life was more important than a few strange stares the next morning. I got the souvenir gift prepared, went to the event, and you wouldn't know that anything was wrong because everybody was happy. They were fighting over that particular little gift that I had given them. And it actually may turn into a new product line because of how people were, you couldn't put yours down because somebody would pick it up. And then someone was asking that, okay, well, can I get this one so I can send it to that person? So, because this person is not here and I want one for them. It was crazy. And so what appeared to be the worst day turned out not to be such a bad day after all. It's just a moment to recalibrate as that printer needed to be done and move forward. And I still pray and hope that this person, whoever she was, is safe. So skepticism has no place in success. So that's my thought about that. And Sharon is going to share her aha moments with you at this point.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. What a blessed day it is. Give me 1 second. I misplaced the book real quick. Hold on. Hold on 1 second, Ursula. If you can go ahead, give me a second. I just had it. Anyway, I'll go from what I, here it is, from my top of my head here. Excuse me so much. This has been an amazing chapter for me because it really dealt with so many areas, so many areas. And my aha comes from, hold on 1 second. Oh, here it is, page 70. And it says, hand over the thoughts suggested in the preceding paragraph to your imagination and see what your imagination can or will do to create practical plans for the accumulation of money through transmutation of your desire. And in caps, it says, do not wait for a definite plan through which you intend to exchange services or merchandise in return for the money you are visualizing, but begin at once to see yourself in possession of the money, capitalized, demanding and expecting. Meanwhile, that your subconscious mind will hand over the plan or plans you need. Be on the alert for these plans, and when they appear, put them into action immediately. That's in all caps. When the plans appear, they will probably flash in your mind through the sixth sense in the form of an inspiration. This inspiration may be considered a direct telegram or message from infinite intelligence. Treat it with respect and act upon it as soon as you receive it. Failure to do so will be, in all caps, fatal to your success. Oh, my God. It's almost like Napoleon Hill threatened me and said, if you don't do this, when it comes, you're going to fail. And that has been my problem all these years. I did an entrepreneur assessment, and it said that I'm a procrastinating perfectionist. So I'm always saying, oh, it's got to be this way and that way. And the aha for me, and I've been practicing it since this month, we've been studying this chapter, just going forward, going forward. And as a result, I've gotten engagements, I've gotten opportunities, you know, and the plans have been flashing and saying, do this year, do this, and I just do it, do it, do it, and it's getting done. And the money is actually coming. And so that's my aha moment for me, the procrastinating perfectionist entrepreneur, to get it, do it. When the plan comes, the ideal comes, do it immediately, because if you don't, fatal means death. And I don't want any more of my dreams and visions to die because I did not act immediately.
Thank you, Sharon. And I'd like to apologize to you and our listening audience, because when you asked me to pick up where you left off, I was just talking, but I had put myself on mute. And one of the things I was saying to our audience is that the reason that it was important for Sharon to actually go to the book is because we've decided that we can't say it any better than the book itself. And so if we have a moment that refers to something that was written in the book, we find that place and share it with you, because it's so well written. And obviously it directs us and helps us understand the things that we're going through. So we want you to have the benefit of the actual word from the book until you get your own book. And if you have your book, then if you can find where we are, you may make a notation, because it may spark an interest or an idea or an aha moment for yourself. So that's why she wanted to go to the book and be pure about what she shared with you. And I apologize for not being able to relay that to you at that moment. But at this point, we're going to go to a commercial break, and then you will have an opportunity to hear from the man himself, the man of the hour, Mr. David Banks, after we come back.
You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
Okay, we are back. And before we actually go to our special guest this morning, we're going to allow the Master Builder to share a couple of things with you in preparation for Mr. Banks. Anne?
Yes, thank you. Want to also mention, we are planning an awesome event this year. But actually, it's going to be the first Saturday in January 2020, every year, first Saturday, January, every year. We're hosting the International Mastermind Annual Accountability Meeting. And during that meeting, we come to hold each other accountable. I'd like to suggest I akin it to, just imagine it, if each of you had to go before a tribunal and you had to give an account for your entire 365 days the previous year, what did you do based upon what you said you would area of your life? This tribunal would determine whether or not you get another 365 to achieve your goals based upon whether or not you did what you said you would do the previous year. Now, it is really not that stringent, but we come together to hold each other accountable for our goals in the beginning of the year, and it is phenomenal. So we want to encourage each of you, if you're interested in taking your life to another level, if you're interested in achieving your goals, if you're interested in being more profitable in every area of your life, please plan to join us the first January of every year. We're at the Embassy Suites in Boca Raton on Yamato Road, and the information can be found on Eventbrite. All right, back to you, Ursula.
Thank you. For our guest, he is Dr. David Banks, and he's a certified behavioral analysis trainer, a wholeness coach, a certified professional career coach, and a certified professional trainer, speaker, and coach with John Maxwell Team. He is the director of professional development of the city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. He's also president of Noble Success LLC. Dr. Banks has expertise in relationships, leadership development, motivation, and purpose discovery. So, Dr. Banks, tell us what that really means. Good morning to you.
Great morning to everyone. Thank you. Thank you so much for allowing me to be here with you. And so I'm just excited. Now, so you're asking me to explain.
Well, really, when you see that a person is as accomplished as you are and with all the kinds of things that you can do, I'd like to hear it plain from you.
What is it,
the top of your head of, as to what you're doing and how this manifests itself in your life as you deliver all of these wonderful things?
Well, my goal is to empower and impact people in their personal and professional lives in order for them to be productive and fulfilled. That is truly why I am designed to be in the earth. That is my purpose. And all of those things that you shared just really are different avenues of based on my purpose. So I enjoy helping people to really understand how they were originally designed. My premise is this. We were all, God created us, and he created us to be successful. But unfortunately, the way that we've been conditioned, sadly, we've been conditioned to struggle and survive. And so my goal is really to help people, really help them understand how they were originally designed. And the book Think and Grow Rich has just been a huge asset to really help me, but now also really help me to help others.
That's amazing. For your focus is helping us to be better people and to be more productive. And
exactly.
I would imagine that's across disciplines, because if you're able to be more productive, then whatever your goal is more of a reality. So how do you approach this?
Well, for a number of years, I was a counselor. So that season in my life really helped me to learn how to ask questions. Learn how to ask questions, because I want people not to say, well, Dr. Banks thinks I'm this or thinks I'm that. I want to ask questions because I want self-discovery. I want them to see within themselves, this is what I need to deal with. So I've just learned how to, just really ask thought-provoking questions to just really help a person see, because we live in a society where we have been so conditioned that we've allowed living in disorder and made that normal living. We just call it surviving. And sadly, we've just learned how to just tolerate that type of living, you know. So I like asking questions to people to help them to think, is this really, really fulfilling and productive in your life? Do you really like just surviving? And most people, when they think about it, and that's why I really like this chapter, Auto-Suggestions, because most people, they just consciously, well, they just learn to accept it. But when they really start becoming aware of their situation, then it really causes them to really stop and kind of pause and kind of reflect.
Okay, so when you say when people become aware of their situation, and I hear that you ask a lot of questions, what that reminds me of is that I was running with a runner, which is a challenge in and of itself. I was just trying to do this. And the person got annoyed because I was looking to my right at the different kinds of leaves that we were passing by and imagining what house used to be there at some point in the past. So when I hear aware of my surroundings, that brings that to mind. But in the terms of what you're talking about, the awareness takes on what form? I mean, what are some revelations like that you've experienced where somebody became acutely aware of their surroundings?
Well, you know, one of the questions, I have a form that I've developed. It's called Take Five, because we were designed to move forward. That's the way God created us. Our eyes in front of our head, we walk forward. So we're designed to move forward, but there are five questions that I ask people to really help them to think if they are truly moving forward in their lives. We are designed to move forward, but most people really are not moving forward. So there are five questions that I ask to help a person really develop to be more consciously aware of what they're doing. The first question is, what's going on around you? Because if you are truly moving forward, but if you have an obstacle in front of you, I don't care if you're designed to move forward, you can't move forward until you deal with that obstacle that's in front of you. So that's the first question, what's going on around you? So I have a person to kind of really ask themselves, am I stagnant? Am I in a vicious cycle? Or am I in a trap? The second question is, what's going on behind you? Because there are two things that can hold you back from your past. One is a past event that you haven't gotten over, or past people in your life that you're still holding something against. The third question is, what's going on beside you? And that's basically asking people, your association, people in your life. People in your life can do two things. They either can celebrate you and help you to move forward, or they can hinder you from moving forward. And a person needs to decide the people in their life. The question number four is, what's going on inside of you? And that is really helping people to really figure out what is their most dominant emotion. So when a person really starts thinking about what's going on inside of them, if they say, well, stress, frustration, anger, bitterness, well, all of those things are basically negative anchors that will anchor you wherever you are, and you will not be able to move forward. And then the fifth question is, what's going on basically in front of you, where you're trying to go? So I take people through this when I'm coaching them or working, is have them to really ask themselves. I call it having a meeting with me. I recommend everybody to have a meeting with yourself, because nobody is going to ask you these five questions. So you're going to have to ask them yourself to you. So basically, when people take these, when they take this step five assessment, it really causes them to really stop and say, you know, there are some things I got to deal with. I've done this for years. Never anybody checked off all five of them. It's like, I'm great. Everything is wonderful. Pretty much 10 out of 10, people come back and say, wow, now I see what's going on.
Now, when you said assessment, and I was thinking this already, but this is an area that Ann McNeil, I know, is very passionate about and probably has some things that she want to interact with you on that particular subject. Am I right, Ann?
Absolutely. But before that, though, I'd like to know how David became aware of the book and have him also share his experience when we first met as a part of the National Association, National Speakers Association, and the Black NSA Mastermind group. So, David, could you share with our audience? Because I think it's very important that we also understand that there's a lot of different interpretations of how we move forward with the book. And listening to your take five, I'm sitting here thinking about some conversations that we have had as a part of that masterminding process. So can you share with us how you came about the book and then your comments about the Black NSA Mastermind experience as it relates to the book? Thank you.
Excellent. Well, I was familiar with Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill, years ago when I was in college. But I hear so many people say the same thing I'm getting ready to say. Years ago, 20-something years ago, I read the book, but as Ann beautifully says, the book didn't read me, or I didn't allow the book to read me. So I just kind of read it because, you know, I'm in college, I like reading, but it didn't really do anything for me. So as I, later on in life, a couple of years ago, my mentor, Dr. Miles Monroe, he passed away in 2014. That really shook my foundation because he was really instrumental in my life. So I was really going through a tough time, and I became a part of NSA. I went to the conference, and I met Ann McNeil and Marquessa, and they talked to me about the Black NSA and said they were going to have this group starting, this mastermind group. So I said, hey, this would be a great thing because I'm always looking. Every year I'm always reinventing myself. What can I do to be at my best? So I joined the group, and I tell you, she just brought this book. Because, you know, they said we're going to do a mastermind. They didn't really at first, I didn't think, heard about the book. Then when I joined it, they were talking about, yes, it's going to be this book, Think and Grow Rich. And I was like, yeah, I hadn't read this book before. So I got it out. I got the old copy I had in college. Didn't have a cover. The cover was torn off. But Ann just really brought this book alive. Oh, my goodness. It just really just brought this book to more of a conscious awareness. And as always, if you know Ann, as her life story, I let the book read me. And that just really transformed my life. So I went through that group. Then the second group, I was asked to be one of the facilitators. And so this book is truly an intricate part of my life now. And it's reading me. I'm reading it. And I'm really living the principles. I am living the principles. And it is evident that these principles work.
Thank you. And I'm one of the ones that prove your statistics. I have a very small, or had a very small copy of one of the original, or I felt like it was an original, Think and Grow Rich. It was frayed on the ends and all, could hardly even stand being touched, but it was on my shelf. And I can say I had it. But it was only when, yeah, if you asked if I was among the ones that had the right books, I had that right book. But it wasn't until I got with this group that I started really reading and understanding what it's all about, and realizing that we're living these principles, rather not we know. And if you don't know, then we're not in control of them. But when we read the book, then we become more in control of what's happening around our lives, our existence.
Right.
Yeah. So you're right. Now, to give Anne an opportunity, not Anne, Sharon an opportunity to engage with you, I will relinquish the floor to her. So, Anne, I know you have some things that you want to interact with him about. I'm sorry, Sharon. I meant Sharon.
Okay, I'm sorry. You know, I had it on mute so I can make sure I'm staying in line. Dr. Banks, what an awesome interview so far. So good. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ms. Sharon.
As we look in, and you gave such a powerful what it was like then and looking at it now with Ms. Ann and looking at the book and now us embarking on Chapter 3, The Power of Auto-Suggestion, you know, I was just thinking as you were talking, as we do each chapter and each principle of auto-suggestion, you know, we see, as I said in my aha moment, we start seeing a manifestation of it in our own lives. So
That's right.
With you, how have you power auto-suggestion manifesting your life?
Oh, wow, Sharon, that's a great question. And boy, I am ready. I've been ready for this. Wow, reading the book, reading the chapter of auto-suggestion, and definitely, you know, majoring in psychology, the mind, the subconscious mind, I'm very familiar with it. And just like I really want people to understand is to learn how to be consciously aware of things. We've allowed ourselves to just lull ourselves to sleep in the way we live. So we are not consciously aware. So from reading the auto-suggestion book, I was reading here on page 67, the dominating thought, which one permits to remain in the conscious mind, whether these thoughts are negative or positive, is immaterial, will reach and influence the subconscious mind through the law of auto-suggestion. And I like that, a dominating thought. And a dominating thought, so you are consciously aware of a dominating thought. So I remember the first, and one thing I always think about, Anne, I love her different sayings, and she always say, think about the money, you know, think about the money. So I remember in the first mastermind, the Black mastermind, she said, think about the money. So this is my first time ever had somebody challenge me like that. So I just said, all right, $10,000. I just kind of spoke it, and then I went through my formula, and I just started saying it, $10,000 every week. And my goodness, I think it was 9 weeks or 8 weeks. Within that 9-8 weeks, I'd accumulated $10,000. And I was like, this stuff works. This works. And I remember the second mastermind, it was a shorter one. So I said, well, you know, oh ye of little faith here, Dr. Banks. I said, well, since this is a shorter one, I'm not going to do 10. I'm going to just do 5,000. And
as soon as I
stated what I wanted, put it into the formula, the very next week, I got a call to do a marriage seminar, and that was 3,000 just like that. I said, oh, my goodness, this really, really works. So I said, now if I can do it like this, you know, monetary, I think I can do it in another way. And Anne, I need you to hear this. Now, I work for the city of Chattanooga. I was in career development. And I said, you know, I'm gonna apply these principles to my assignment here at the city. So I said, I want to create my own job description, my own title. I want to create it. So I start going through, and there is a there is an app that I use that I got from Robert. It's called ThinkUp. ThinkUp. It's an app that you can get, and you can go and record and write out your affirmations and record them, and then you can go back and listen to them. So I got that app putting my affirmations in there, my auto-suggestions in there, and every morning I wake up at 4 a.m. every morning, Monday through Sunday, and have my meditative time, and then I put that app on, and I listen to myself for either 30 minutes, 45 minutes, or an hour of all of these affirmations, and I'm just kind of relaxing and just letting it get inside of me. So I decided I want to create my own job description for the city, for the city. And I said, I want to be director of professional development. That's what I want. And I want to give my, I want a $20,000 raise for this. I applied all of these principles that I learned from Think and Grow Rich. And do you know, all of that has come and has been manifested. I am now the director of professional development for the city of Chattanooga. All because. Now, like I said, this is not a company. This is not like a company. This is the city, the government, the city of Chattanooga. And it's I cannot tell people because, you know, so many times when you're not in this, you can easily hear what I'm saying and hear what you guys are saying and think, oh, come on, who, this stuff cannot happen like this. I know, and just like someone said, the skepticism. But, my friends, when you live in this, it's hard to be skeptical when you see it and when you see it living out in your life. So I just had to share that. And, again, I haven't talked to you offline for a minute, but that's what's happening in Dr. Banks' life in the city of Chattanooga.
That is amazing, Dr. Banks. And I'm just sitting here just at all. Just, you know, my dad always tell me, you know, I used to look for jobs and I couldn't get a job. He said, the reason you can't get a job because you need to look for an opportunity. You need to create
look
one.
Look at there.
And
oh,
so,
Yes,
and so that's what you did. You created an opportunity for yourself, and you talked in the book about unconscious awareness, dominating thoughts. They're going to happen whether you're going to follow them consciously or unconsciously. And then you talked about Miss Ann, oh, boy, on our mastermind call, and we just be going on with all these activities, and she is basically like, think about the money. And she, you're so right. You know, she's like, y'all doing a whole bunch of activities, but y'all ain't got no money. Y'all broke. And so you're absolutely
right. Hey, I know.
So
I know.
She is amazing. She is amazing. And and concluding on the auto-suggesting portion of it, I can hear your passion. I can hear the urgency and whatever. But I wanted to ask you, just because I know I heard it, but I just want our audience to understand, how important is auto-suggestion?
Oh, it's vital. It's vital because I say it like this. If you don't intentionally create a dominating thought, a thought is going to be created for you, and you may not like it. So if you don't stay in control of a dominating thought that you can guide, then one is going to be created for you, and you may not like, you probably won't like the outcome of it. So auto-suggestion is so crucial because it puts you back in charge of your life. Most people, the way they're living now is because of how they have been thinking. So when I work with people, I look at the way your life is a direct proportion of how you've been thinking. So if you don't stay in charge of how you're thinking, my friend, you're going to end up getting a poor result. So auto-suggestion is something that is, when I was coaching, I tell people, your mind is like a child. You don't just give it free rein to do what it wants to do because it's like a child. You have to guide it. There are so many biblical principles. That's why your mind has to be renewed. That's why you have to take captive every thought. Your mind is like a child. You don't let it just have free will as it wants. You have to stay in charge, and you have to tell your mind. I remember in 2008 when I discovered my purpose. I went through development, and so I created a model of helping people discover their purpose. So when I discovered my purpose in 2008, I trained my mind to come up with 100 ways of how to implement my purpose. And
wow.
I would love to share this purpose model with Ann, because I think in your life, if you don't know your purpose, the absence of purpose is dysfunction. So if a person doesn't know their purpose of why they live in this earth, they are setting themselves up to live a dysfunctional life. So purpose is vital.
All right. One of the things that happens when we hear someone talking about auto-suggestion or things that are in the book, one word can just spark a new level of understanding. And when you say a dominating thought, it just had me revert back to something that I was working on just this past week. There is a woman that we were celebrating putting up a bronze plaque for her, because she was the first Black woman and the first person from the Tampa Bay area to ever compete in the Olympics. And one of the things that she always said was that she just wanted to win. And when she was coaching, first when she was competing, and then when she was coaching, her dominant thought was, I want to win. And so one particular story that she told us is that her basketball team was stressing about who they were competing against. And she looked at them, she said, she said, I did not lose at Tuskegee. I did not lose at Middleton. And I did not lose it at Hillsborough, and we are not going to lose tonight. And they said, okay, Ms. Manuel, we're not going to lose. They went out there, and she had an undefeated team.
Wow.
And this is at three separate locations, and she competed in track, and they dominated the track industry, set standards, and she had never run track before. So all it was a dominating thought that she was going to win.
That's it.
Amazing. So just a couple of things I want to ask you, and then we're going to allow our listening audience or remind them that they can actually ask questions too by pressing 1 on their keypad. But before we do that, how do you stay focused and self-motivated?
How do I stay? Well, one is I also do the step 5 method. Myself. Every week, I ask myself those 5 questions. So one way, how do I stay focused and stay motivated, is self-reflection. I stay in a state of self-reflection. So I ask myself those 5 questions. I think another is I always go back and make sure that I stay in alignment with what my purpose is. I think that is crucial, because as soon as I start deviating and moving outside of why I was designed in the earth, that's when I'm really setting myself up for dysfunctional living and problems. So, Pam, I think the third thing is constantly making sure that I empower other people. I think one of the reasons why I kind of moved out of counseling is because most people, the reason why they have so many problems is because they are so internal focused. It's all about them. What they don't have and what they're dealing with. And I realize, you know, just like you shared, you know, you had a complication with a printer, but here you are seeing somebody on the road and somebody was holding their head. So look at those perspectives. You're dealing with a printer. This person is that person's life. So
yeah.
I really like to just keep things in perspective and just realize, you know, normally what I have is inconveniences. But, you know, there are some people that have truly, because, you know, I have a supportive team. I have a supportive family. I know my purpose. I'm in alignment. So, yeah, if I have a bad day, yeah, it's an inconvenience day because some people, they don't even know who they are. They have no support, and they don't even know their purpose. So it's just always I have to shake myself and realize, David, let's keep things in perspective.
Absolutely. At this point, we're going to go to a commercial. And the purpose of the commercial is to let people know how they can call in and be a part of this conversation. So, and on the flip side, then we'll come back and either take questions from our audience or give you an opportunity to share some additional information.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.
Okay, we're back. And if you would like to ask a question, press 1. And while we're waiting for you to do that, we're going to have Anne come back and share some additional information or ask some additional questions.
David, I really am enjoying the show always, always, anytime in your presence. I would like for you to share your thoughts about the self-confidence formula as it relates to auto-suggestion and the impact and power that it has on the idea of self-suggestion.
Oh, excellent. The self-confidence formula, I love it because it's really laid out. You know, it's telling you what is it that you really want. And I think the self-confidence formula is really causing you got to make a definite decision. We live in life where we are indecisive. Well, I think I want 10,000. No, I really want 5,000. See, with you, when you're doing the self-confidence formula, you got to put it on the line. This is how much money I want to make. It's not, I would like to, well, it depends on, no, it's causing you how much money. And that really forced me when I did the first self-confidence formula. I tried to kind of navigate and just not put a number because I was too afraid to put a number until Miss Ann said, you got to put a number, okay? Stop this, buy this or that. So it causes you've got to make a definite decision because, you know, we know from biblical principles, as long as you are double-minded, nothing is going to happen. So the self-confidence form, first, it really demands you got to make a decision. What is it that you really want? And then I love the part of the self-confidence formula is what are you planning to do in order to make this happen? Instead of just saying, I want $10,000, no, you may want that, but what's your plan? What are you planning to give in exchange for that? So the self-confidence formula is really an awesome formula to really cause you to really narrow down what is it that you want, when is it that you want it, how are you planning to do it, and really giving you a good affirmation of daily speaking it out or writing it out to really make sure it being manifested in your life. So,
now, the reason I ask that question, David, is because I want to make sure that all of our listeners, current and future listeners of this show, understand that as you share your successes, there is a lot of work that goes into the planning and the execution of everything that is being shared. It does not just happen because
exactly.
We recite an affirmation. Exactly. And so you worked And a part of your work was a lot of the personal growth and development that you have done, are doing, and will continue to do as you pour into yourself to allow you and enable you to be able to invest in others.
That's right.
Yeah, so I'd like to read that for our listeners, because we have to always assume that when people are listening, this may be the very first show that they've ever listened to. And if you called in a little late, I want to make sure you understand that we're talking to Dr. David Banks, and Dr. Banks is a certified behavior analyst and trainer. He has done some phenomenal, phenomenal things with the John Maxwell team, and he's also just an awesome, all-around awesome guy. That's what I think of you, David. Just an awesome, actually awesome, all-around guy and also man of God. So I'm going to go ahead and read this self-confidence formula right out of the book. And for those of you that have the book, you can follow along with me. This is what David was referring to about the work you have to do. The book says, first, I know that I have the ability to achieve the object of my definite purpose in life. Therefore, I demand of myself persistent, continuous action toward its attainment. And I here and now promise, I promise to render such action. Second, I realize that the dominating thoughts of my mind will eventually reproduce themselves in outward physical action and gradually transform themselves into physical reality. Gradually transform themselves into physical reality. Therefore, I will concentrate my thoughts for 30 minutes daily upon the thinking of the person I intend to become, thereby creating in my mind a clear mental picture of that person. Third, I know that through the principle of auto-suggestion, that any desire that I persistently hold in my mind will eventually seek expression through some practical means of obtaining the object back of it. Therefore, I will devote 10 minutes daily to demanding of myself the development of self-confidence. Fourth, I have clearly written down the description of my definite chief aim in life, and I will never stop trying until I have developed sufficient self-confidence for its attainment. Fifth, I fully realize that no wealth or position can long endure unless built upon truth and justice. Therefore, I will engage in no transaction that does not benefit all whom it affects. I will succeed by attracting to myself the forces I wish to use and the cooperation of other people. I will induce others to serve me because of my willingness to serve others. I will eliminate hatred, envy, jealousy, selfishness, and cynicism by developing love for all humanity, because I know that a negative attitude toward others can never bring me success. I will cause others to believe in me because I will believe in them and in myself. Six, I will sign my name to this formula, commit it to memory, and repeat it aloud once a day with full faith that it will gradually influence my thoughts and actions so that I will become a self-reliant and a successful person. Now, I just read what Napoleon Hill has deemed as the self-confidence formula, and this is what David was referring to when he talked about the work that we have to do. Any thoughts, David?
Yes, I totally agree. It comes with work. Words start it, but work has to be a part of it. You got to make sure that you put the work in. And I like what you said. You know, people may be the first time they hear all this and think, wow, you get all that just by saying it. No, it doesn't really work that way. Yes, you have to say it because that puts it in the atmosphere. But there is work behind it. You have to be consistent. That's the biggest thing. That's one thing that I learned from reading this book. Guys, you got to be consistent, daily consistent. That's why in the formula it says you need to read it once a day, twice a day, but consistency. You can't just all of a sudden get the energy on Monday and try to do it, and then Tuesday decide, I'm going to take a day off, do a little bit on Wednesday. Thing I've learned from being a part of this mastermind group and getting this Think and Grow Rich, every day you got to be intentional about doing something to help you to move forward. I always tell everybody, tomorrow starts today. Whatever you want tomorrow, you have to be intentionally to do something every single day to make that happen.
And David, and this is one of the reasons why I mentioned about our International Mastermind Association annual accountability meeting, because tomorrow starts with today, and today started in January.
Because
again, if we're not clear coming into the year what we intend to do during the year, we're just on that treadmill of life. Every day we're getting up doing the same thing, but we're expecting a different result. And we're wondering why this person is not doing what they should do to help me. That person, my spouse, my friend, my coworker, my boss, we take the responsibility and we put it on other people for our, I'm not going to say failure, but I'm going to say lack of success and not much growth. But it's really, when you come to this self-confidence formula and the auto-suggestion, it is the I didn't count how many times I was mentioned in that document, but you're an excellent example. And I don't know if you participated when we did the self-confidence formula test in terms of the writing, because it says we should memorize this formula.
Oh, yes, I did the 30-day challenge, the second mastermind. I wrote it for 30 days, and it's just like everything. When you do these things like this, Anne, it's like sowing and reaping. Definitely, every day when I wrote it, I'm thinking, is this really working? Because you don't see anything, but I always have to realize the reason you don't see it is because you're sowing it. Any farmer, when he's planting a seed in the ground, he's not seeing the harvest, but he's sowing. Sowing has to come before seeing. So now I look back and see, man, the things that I wrote down, I was sowing, I see them now. I see the manifestation, and they're coming. They are coming.
Awesome, awesome. Well, Dave, we're going to go ahead and prepare to wrap up the show, but we're going to ask our callers. We have a lot of people that have called in, and they're listening intently because we can see them. And we want to make sure that if you have a question or a comment you'd like to ask or share, just press 1 on your phone. But in the meantime, we're going to go ahead and we're going to ask our co-host if they have any closing comments. And then we're going to go to David for his closing comments, and we're going to wrap up the show and prepare for next week's show. We have a family of Mastermind group that's going to be joining us. And they're going to be sharing the next chapter of the book for our show the following, which would be next week. So with that, I'm going to ask Sharon, and then I'm going to ask Ursula to please come on and share if you have any closing comments. Sharon.
Well, thank you, Ms. Ann McNeil. This has been another great show, and it's a privilege and an honor to be on with such great people, great minds, and great spirit. Thank you, Dr. Banks, again, for being on the show. We appreciate you. Once again, I'll go away and have so many takeaways, especially one with that app. I'm going to download that on my phone shortly because I want to make sure. And I would like to privilege of those 100 principles or suggestions you talked about. That would be great. To have that privilege. So thank you so much, everybody, and it's my pleasure.
Thank you, Ursula.
Yes, I would like to know what you have planned, what's coming up for you?
Well, I would say two things right offhand. I've written a children's book called My Daddy's Code. I've written a marriage book called Draw Me Close. I've done a leadership book called It Starts With Me, but I decided to do a children's book. It's called My Daddy's Coat. So I have a book signing at Barnes & Noble here in the city of Chattanooga, April the 13th. But also, I have my bride, Sylvia, and I have went through a training, and it's called Wholeness Coaching. So we're going to be launching that training, really helping people that are interested really how to help people to become whole. We live in a society where, sadly, health industry is really focusing on treating the symptoms and just, you know, not really curing, but just treating symptoms. And we found out through this training, 75 to 80% of physical illnesses come from some type of spiritual or soulish issue. But the medical field is not really addressing those. So I really want here in the future to really start training up people, to really teaching and training people how to help people to really be whole in their life. So those are two things that we're going to be kind of venturing in here in the next month or two.
Oh, thank you. And I totally have enjoyed everything you have said and look forward to seeing all these wonderful things continue. Thank you.
Ms. Ursula, thank you.
And
with that, we're going to go ahead and prepare to wrap up the show. Ursula, were you saying something?
Well, I was going to refer to you because I thought you had some additional things that you were going to wrap it up to.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. It is so my pleasure to do so. It has been awesome. We've been talking with Dr. David Banks, and we want to just remind our callers that we are walking through the book, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, every single week. This is 11 years we've done this. You can listen to any of the past shows. You can join us. You can call in, and actually you can read, too. Read along with us, because I think going to David's point about wholeness, it starts with us. And Charlie Tremendous Jones said something that I just love to share every time I am able to speak publicly, and that is from his book, Life is Tremendous. He says, we will be the same in 5 years as we are today, except for two things, and those two things are the books we read and the people we meet. And I'm going to say that again. He says that we're going to be the same in 5 years as we are today, except for two things: the books we read and the people we meet. And this is one of the reasons why we come on this show every single Saturday, and we have awesome guests. And if you have been following us for the last four shows, what is so phenomenal that our last four presenters have all talked about their experience with this chapter, and it has all been different because it's a different perspective from what they read. Now, Dr. Banks can come back on this show next week and the next week and read the same chapter and have a different experience. But what about each one of us? What are we reading and allowing that to read us? So with that, we're going to go ahead and wrap up the show, and we'll look forward to seeing you next week as we start a new chapter, Chapter 4, on specialized knowledge. And with that, think and grow rich, and we're going to close the show. See you next week.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.